green stuff into a wooden bowl. Snot is a boss here at the Gristling Inn, a 12-room bed, a breakfast at the end of the dark forest road. "Here I am," said Monty. "Sorry, I was about to stack the..." "Never mind. What are you about to do? Get the Greenway up to Miss Stambro in room number 5. Snip, snip." The lad scooted at the kitchen door, carefully not to spill the bowl of steaming green scallop. "This is Monty, a boy hero. Well, he's not exactly what you might be thinking of as a boy. You see, Monty is a monster. I don't mean he's naughty or beastly in his manners. I mean literally. He is a monster. In fact, everyone is. Here at the Gristling Inn Bed and Breakfast. Young Monty looks a bit like a sub-nosed alligator with a big round eyes and a gentle overbite. His short, soft fur is a pale avocado green color. Monty works and lives here at the Gristling Inn in room number 9 with his very old grandfather. The smell of green gravy filled the tin lift as it went up to the second floor where Monty got out. He knocked on the door of room number 5. Mrs. Cowbrown, a yellow penguinish woman with her horn-rimmed glasses on a beak, scowled at Monty. "About time. We're starving up here. Can't you see?" The room smelled like peanut buttery birdcage, a mat